Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so about halfway through the Bible, you'll find the Psalms. Find Psalm 125. We will be reading Psalm 125 through 127. They're short, so I don't know that we'll be taking any devotional pauses, maybe at the end of each Psalm. Some applicational thoughts at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for the Psalms. They can be encouraging and uplifting, thought-provoking, an emotional response to who you are and what you have done. And I pray that you would help us to know what to do with these Psalms today in a way that would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 125, a song of ascents. So again, you've got songs they were singing up to Jerusalem and back as they travel. They are worshiping and lifting up God. Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. The main idea in the Old Testament and for the people of God was that if you obey, you would be blessed. If you did not obey, you would be cursed. Didn't always work out that way. But the basic principle God wanted was full obedience from his people. And he would eventually then deliver them and bless them. And he would bring dire consequences on his enemies. And that's basically what this psalm is about, asking God to do. Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. When you hear Zion, think Jerusalem, the holy city. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we were filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev, those that is in the desert. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out with weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. So this song is a song of joy, right? Thinking about what God has done and his restoration and all the wonderful things he's done for us personally. The streams in the desert that God is. We will come in rejoicing with what God has provided. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. So with Psalm 127, you've got the blessing of family, the blessing of children, the way that God is the one who puts our families together and brings that blessing. To just work hard on our own, to try to provide for ourselves, can be wearisome, but if we do what God has asked us to do, we can have restful sleep. That's the basic idea here. This says that it's a Psalm of Solomon, which takes us back to poetry, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, which he wrote much of in Psalm 127. So what do we take from these three Psalms? They're pretty short. You could go back and read through them several times if you'd like to and pick something out. But you know what I pick out from here this morning is the joy, especially of Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Now, this is a group of people who has also endured difficult things, terrible things, persecution, bondage. But overall, as they look at what God has done, they are filled with joy. That's what I want to do. I want to see my life so far and my present days, not in the negative, not in all the things I wish were different, but in all the blessings that God has given me. The Lord has done great things for me, and I am filled with joy. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, and I want to just thank you in particular, Father, for the life you have given me up to this point and whatever you have planned for my future. Lord, I don't want to focus on the things that are difficult and that I don't like. Instead, Lord, I want to see everything that you're doing and allowed with joy because you care for me and love me and want the best for me in terms of spiritual growth. And so I'm going to be filled with joy today, Father, for all of your wonderful gifts. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.